scammers are increasingly targeting banks and retail customers with fraudulent messages to steal personal information. Consumers often recognize scams from big corporations like PayPal or Amazon, but may trust messages from local entities more easily. However, it's essential to be cautious with all unsolicited communications. Recently, Vocality Community Credit Union customers have been affected. Scammers send fake security alerts to trick recipients into sharing sensitive information. Pat Neighbors, Vocality's CEO, advises consumers to avoid falling prey to any of the numerous scams targeting individuals.
Hi, everyone. This is Pat Neighbors, President and CEO of Vocality Community Credit Union. Lisa has just asked me to make some comments in regard to the latest scams that are hitting our members and our community at large. Thanks, Lisa, for that. I'll just note that, unfortunately, this is just the most recent thing that is hitting folks. I'll be really clear, this is not targeted at Vocality members. This is a target period in regard to our latest scam, trying to get information from the consumers.
Despite robust security measures, consumers remain a target and must be vigilant, since lost money due to scams is usually irrecoverable due to account holders' unintentional role in sharing access to their account with a stranger, a vulnerability scammers try to exploit.
The best thing I can say and the most important thing that we always want to share with our members and our community at large is, unfortunately, we as individuals are the most vulnerable part of account security. We financial institutions, we retailers, we vendors can do everything we can do to protect our system. And unfortunately, we as consumers are the easiest target for these scammers to get information from. So I would urge everyone to make sure that they are verifying what's coming over their email or verifying any calls they get.
Vocality CEO offered tips on how to handle unsolicited communications that may seem like it's coming from a legitimate source.
The credit union won't call you and ask you for your information. We already have it. If you receive an email or a text that says, hey, you better call or respond to this email or text because your account's in jeopardy, don't respond. Contact your retailer or vendor or financial institution yourself on a trusted phone number or a trusted website. Never respond to those texts like that because you don't know if it's us or somebody else. Definitely look at the email address on any email sent to you. If it doesn't say our email domain, it's not us. If it doesn't have Target's email domain, it's not Target. It's not B of A unless it says it comes from B of A. Those scammers are really good about making the first part of the email look like it might say, yes, this is from Bank of America. But when you look at the actual email address, it has a weird suffix associated with it that is not the email address of Bank of America or Target or whatever vendor or retailer or financial institution. Be vigilant. Be aware and don't respond. Hang up or delete and contact your financial institution yourself via their trusted website or their trusted phone number that you know. Your financial institution, your retailer, your vendor will always welcome your call to make sure that the information that you're receiving is them or isn't them and can always help you verify your account. But you be the driver of making that connection. Don't respond. Don't inadvertently give your information away.
If targeted by a scam, report it to the institution and local authorities. For more information, visit the institution's official website or contact their customer service department.